Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another week, another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, as always excited and blessed to be here, joined by my phenomenal crew, the Mind Shift crew, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister, and Dr. Ayo Kedar, the natural Zen diva. It is Monday already. Can you believe it? Happy belated Easter to each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us tonight. As always, we are so privileged to have each of you listening to the live show. And thank you to those of you also that will be listening to the replay. It says a lot about your character, about your determination, about how committed you are to your personal growth and development, that you tune into this show every single week to get the nuggets, to get the tools, to get the tips that you need to excel in every area of your life. So congratulations to you for listening to Mind Shift. You already know every week we're going to have a new hot topic, another phenomenal speaker to really bless you with great inspiration and motivation. And for those of you that may have missed the show last week, oh gosh, it was great. We had Charlotte Hunt. She's a speaker, she's an author, incredible story. And she shared with us some information about her latest project. It's a book that she's writing that's coming out soon called Dream Madly, Pursue Wildly, and Trust Completely. So we had a great conversation with her last week. She even had a special offer for our MindShift listeners last week. So if you missed that offer, I'm sorry, but still feel free to go back and join us online to listen to the replay at mindshifttalkradio.com. And also check out the fan page on Facebook. So you can find us on facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. If you decide that you want to take advantage of that offer, maybe we can pull some strings for you. I'm not sure, but make sure that you send us a message on that page. But again, thank you for joining us tonight. You know, for those of you that may have missed the post that we're having and all the information, we've really been excited about this show this week. You know, we've really been pumping this show up. We've been posting a lot about this show because we're so excited about the speaker that will be joining us tonight. Now, he is not new to MindShift Talk Radio, but I honestly say he is our honorary guest. Every time he shows up on this show, it is off the chain. Really, I mean, it's electrifying. It's just like so much energy. He shares so much great information. So before he even comes up and before I tell you who he is, I encourage you to grab a notepad, a piece of paper, or that is the same thing, isn't it? Notepad, piece of paper, pencil, crayon, something like that. Don't laugh at me. But grab something for you to be able to take some notes tonight because you're not going to want to miss anything that he's sharing tonight. So before we introduce him to you, I do want to open up the floor for my co-host, my Mind Shift crew, Dr. Ayo and Billy Miller. Guys, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey.
All right. Woohoo! I don't know if you guys can hear me.
We can hear you, lady. We hear you.
All right.
Welcome to the show, guys. It's been a whole week since I've seen you guys in Mind Shift World.
Yeah.
So welcome. I've missed you guys.
Miss you too.
So you guys, I mean, I know you guys are excited just like I'm excited. I'm a little biased, but you guys know I'm always excited about our guest tonight. But tell me what you guys are expecting to hear tonight.
Ladies
first. And don't say who the guest is. I want to say who the guest is. What are you expecting to hear tonight?
Like a suspense-filled moment.
Right. Like no one sees on the website who the guest is, right? But I always
know. Right.
But, yeah, okay.
Well, I know it's going to be a great show. It's an awesome topic. You know, we're always trying to empower people and send uplifting messages that, that make people want to take action and do something better and be more. So that's what Mindshift Talk Radio is about. So the guest tonight is going to bring it, always has a great message, positive message to share. So I'm excited to hear it. Let's go.
And I'm excited about the guest tonight. He's going to be talking about living above average. And, you know, Abraham Lincoln got a quote that a lot of you have heard, but it says, "Things may come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." And, you know, it's those who hustle that those are the ones who rise far above average. You know, those are the ones who surpass statistics and stereotypes. You know, it's the ones that hustle. Those are the people that are uncommon, because uncommon actions demand uncommon results. And so when you go the extra mile, you know, it won't be crowded when you get there, because that's the land of the uncommon, the land of the average. And this speaker that's coming on tonight is most definitely somebody that's not common and not average. And for those of you who know the speaker, he has a unique way of putting words together. And I remember one time he was on the show, and he was saying how excited he was to be with the Mindshift crew. And as he was naming the Mindshift crew, when he got to me, he said, "And the motivational minister, Billy Miller." And I was like, "Wait a minute, hold up, pause. What did he just say?" And, you know, that name stuck, and that's how I actually got my name, the motivational minister, Billy Miller. So you know that I'm excited about having him on tonight. And another thing that about this guest is, you know, me and him, we built from the same material. You know, we cut from the same cloth. So I know how to step on his toes to make him stick out his foot. You know what I'm saying? I know how to get up under his skin and agitate him and rub him the right way. So, so he the bull tonight, and we all dressed in red. In other words, bring it. Let's go. I'm hyped. Let's go.
Let's do it. Wow, that's funny. We have a post in the chat room, Billy, like, "Are we sure Billy's not the speaker tonight?" That's what I'm
we
talking about. We are tired of. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. As you guys can hear, we are very excited, really, just truly excited about this guest. Now, of course, you guys know who we're speaking of. We're speaking of the Possibilitarian himself, Chris Gloss. Yay, our honorary guest tonight. You know, we are just so thankful to have him here. For those of you that are not familiar with him, you know, he truly is the world's greatest possibility speaker and just so passionate. Every time he comes to the show, I've been listening to shows, other shows that he's done, and you read his writings and so forth, and you just see the passion, you hear the passion, you read the passion. You know that he's truly committed to helping others. He's truly committed to others' success. I mean, truly, it's just so amazing to be mentored by an individual like this that is so selfless, always giving of himself, and always encouraging, always motivating, just always looking to help others. And so truly, I aspire to be more like him. You know, I'm still working on getting to his level. But without any further ado, we're going to introduce you to Chris Gloss. Chris, can you hear it?
Yes, I am here. I am focused, and I am absolutely fired up. I'm not sure if I need to speak tonight. Boy, Billy got me so fired up over here, stepping on my toes, making me stick out my foot. I don't know what to do with myself. Oh, my God. It's so good to be here.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Stacy, Billy, and Dr. Isle. I'm so humble and appreciative of the invitation to come on my favorite show, the world's greatest show, which has a global reach. I am just so excited to be here and looking forward to sharing some things tonight. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know, we've been promoting this show. When you sent over the title for this show, I was already like, okay, this is going to be amazing. I mean, living above average. And when I just read the one line about breaking the laws of containment, that was enough to get me fired up. So before we even go into your message, you know, for tonight, just tell us what your intent is tonight for our listeners.
Well, my intent is simply to stir up the pot. That's all I want to do. I envision people as just like a pot that's been on the stove, and I plan on stirring up the pot and turning up the heat on every dream, every goal, every idea that has been deposited in each and every listener. I plan on stirring that pot until they get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being where they are and ready to leave the land of average and come to where they were born to be. So that's my intent for the night, either to make them angry or make them so excited. Either way, that pot, I'm going to stir that pot until it boils tonight.
Amen.
All right. All right, well, we are excited. We're ready. You know, we're sitting here with pen and paper ready for you to go. So we'll go ahead and open it up to you.
Excellent. Excellent. And I am so fired up and so thankful to be on this show tonight and to be able to have a platform to be able to share this message, especially when we're talking about being average. Here's some notes that I carried with me my entire life. When it comes to this word average, average is, here's what average is. Average is the best of the worst and the worst of the best. It's the top of the bottom and the bottom of the top. I see average as a container that's filled with fear. Now, I want you to get this. Imagine any container that you have. I don't care if it's a jar of Skippy peanut butter, whatever it is. Just think about a container, right? And I believe that that jar is filled with fear. It can be open. It takes faith to open, but it's sealed with fear. Everything good on the inside of you is in that container that's sealed with fear that can be open. And tonight is one of those opportunities. We're going to break the chains and break the power of that fear that's holding the lid on that container. I mean, think about it. When you want to train a flea, and I don't know if any of you have been to flea training school lately, but I'm going to tell you what it looks like. If you got a bunch of fleas and you put those fleas inside of a jar, right, those fleas probably would jump out of that jar. But if you put a lid on the top of that jar, those fleas will now be trained to jump that high. That's all they're going to do. They're going to jump that high and no more. They're going to have limitations introduced to them, and they're not going to break out of it. They're going to be in a jar of containment sealed with fear. So if you remove the lid, most people say, okay, well, if you take the lid away, they're going to jump out. Absolutely not. Those fleas will only jump to where the limits were set. And unfortunately, that's where many of us kind of find ourselves. And I'm not stepping on anybody's toes tonight because I'm just going to share with you what it's been like for my life. Kenneth Hagin had a great book. His book was entitled, The Prison Doors Are Open, So Why Are You Still Inside? So here's where I start to stir the pot and turn up the heat a little bit, because you were not designed to live an average lifestyle. There's nothing average about you. You were born extraordinary, and I'm going to prove some of that to you tonight. Just look at my own life. I grew up in the Bronx, New York City, while it was the murder capital of the world. And on the inside of me was deposited great things. There's a winner and a champion deposited on the inside of me the day I was born. But I had many examples that were given to me by life to help me develop a resolve to never be satisfied. See, I had an opportunity. I could have just lived a satisfied life. Thankfully, I had a mother that refused to be satisfied as well. Because here's what life dealt to me. Life said, okay, Chris Gloss, you're going to be born to a single-parent household. Your mother's going to have four children. Your father will not be around. He will not play a supportive role in your life. Not only that, you're going to grow up on government assistance. That means you're going to have food stamps to buy food. Wow. Mm. Food stamps. Most of us don't know about food stamps. Now they give you little credit cards. But back then, we had funny little money, money that kind of looked like Monopoly money almost. They had different colors, green, brown, red, orange. So we grew up on food stamps, and we had things like government cheese. I know most people on this call, on this radio show, probably never experienced having this big block of salt filled cheese that made the best doggone cheese sandwiches in the world, the best macaroni cheese sandwiches in the world. Notice I said world. I mean this whole big old globe. It had the best cheese sandwiches in the world. And let me tell you, you can slice it as thin as you want or as thick as you want. And also the housing that we lived in was paid for by the government. So the government took very good care of us. But check this out. That was an opportunity to be satisfied, to be put inside of a container. But here's what I knew. I remember a guy named Christian Nestel said, A failure establishes only this, that our determination to succeed was not strong enough. Let me read that again. A failure establishes only this, that our determination to succeed was not strong enough. So if there is ever failure present, your determination to succeed was not strong enough. Mm. See, thankful enough, I had someone in my life, my mother, who was a 12-year cancer conqueror and still surviving to this day, kicking brain cancer in the tail just over a couple of weeks ago, never satisfied with results, never satisfied with limitations. Most people are willing to give up, cave in, and quit. But what she deposited on the inside of me, I could never be satisfied. But on this path, I took many wrong turns. I listened to a lot of people who had great ideas, and I call those people how-to people, have wonderful ideas on how to do this and how to do that, but the results I received in my life were always average. I was always in this container because I was taking information from average people that kept me limited. Their information can only get them to this land of average, and that's the only place I was going to be, continuing to get that same information. That's what the definition of insanity is, continuing doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. So if I'm continuing to do the same thing over and over that they did over and over, I'm going to continue to have the same result, thus being insane. And I don't know about you. I was sick and tired of being insane, being crazy, being out of my mind, chasing something. It's like you're always chasing that carrot. It's like a carrot in front of you. You're always chasing it, but you can never get it. It's like the picture of being on a treadmill. You're running, you're working out, but you're in the same place. Mm. I don't know if you've ever been uncomfortable with being in the same place, but I have. So I took a lot of wrong turns messing around with how-to people until one day I made a decision that I'm going to have to begin to follow have-done people. That's why I like Mind Shift Talk Radio. Mind Shift Talk Radio, the three of you are people that are have-done people. While most people are sitting on the sidelines talking about, I wish I had a radio show. I wish I connected to people. I wish I was able to be on social media. I wish. While they're sitting on the sidelines watching, you three have-done champions are doing what 97% of the American population wish they were doing, which is removing the seal of fear and doing something that they're passionate about and something that they believe that's worthwhile, making deposits in the lives of other people. So when you begin to follow and listen to have-done people, that's when change begins to happen. That's when it happens. So if we want to talk about living above average and busting loose from mediocrity, I want you to know this. This is not going to be a conversation that we're going to have tonight that's just going to be a conversation where I'm going to stroke your hair, I'm going to make you feel good about yourself, I'm just going to make you, I'm going to give you this pie in the sky picture, like this is going to be easy to do, you can do it, you can make it. I wish I could share that with you. I wish I could say to you right now that you can do it. By me telling you that you can do it would be a crime. Why? Because I don't know you. Because I don't know if you're going to be willing to wake up in the morning and go to work. See, most people quit working when they get a job. They get the job, they get comfortable, they get lazy, they no longer want to operate that high performance and with that attitude they have when they first got that job. No, I don't know if you're willing to put the work in. So here's what I can tell you. I can tell you that it's possible. I can tell you that if you wake up tomorrow morning, that it's possible if you get moving. That it's possible if you continue to listen to the playback of this radio show, that you're going to hear something different every time. You may not even hear things from my voice. You may hear me speaking, but you're going to hear deposits from heaven depositing on the inside of you some uncommon instructions that other people won't understand. They won't even comprehend it. But you begin walking it out and getting results because you're following have-done people. Stay plugged into this radio show. Even listen to the previous shows, and you'll get deposits that will take you to the next level. So here's what I found out, ladies and gentlemen. I can't keep it to myself. Busting loose requires a force. It requires force to bust loose. So what's this force that I'm talking about? What's this force that's going to help you break free? What's this force that's going to help you break through? What's this force that can help you tear down the walls of containment? Because it's going to take great force. It's going to take great force. So here's what you're going to need to do, ladies and gentlemen. The first thing, your weapon of choice will be, must be, this powerful word. Prepare to write this word down. It's coming in 3, 2, 1. Consistency. Consistency. See, most of the time, we're not consistent. If we're honest with ourselves, we start things and then stop them. We don't ever finish the course. But it's in that process of quitting that we never realize how close we were to the thing coming to pass. The force that you need to break through from the land of average, the force that you need to bust free and bust loose from mediocrity is this thing called consistency. It's what you do every day, regardless of what other people are saying, regardless of what other people are doing, regardless of how your body feels. Don't worry about your feeling. You must always be consistent. And I want you to remove a word from your vocabulary, inconsistency. See, ladies and gentlemen, over the years, I've always tried to work out, and I always wanted to lose weight. And you know what? At times I'm good. At times I'm not so good. You know, this may be my issue, but what's your issue? We all have an issue, but hopefully through my transparency, you can see something here. You see, I have always been consistent. I have always been consistent. There is never a time in my life when I look back over my life I have ever been inconsistent. When it comes to weight management in my life, always been consistent. I have never been inconsistent with workout or eating habits. So, Kristen, what's been your challenge? I have always been consistent in not working out. I've been consistent in not eating right. See, it's not a play on words. It's truly a major difference. See, whatever we're not consistent in, we're always consistent in something else. It's not that I'm not consistent in working out. I'm just more consistent, more faithful, more determined in not working out. And since I'm not working out, I'm going to always produce the behaviors in my life that I don't want. Your weapon to break through from this day forward is to make a decision right now to live a life of consistency. How can I measure your consistency in your life right now? If you wanted me to coach you right now, I could wave my feet and I can help you out in about 5 minutes or less to get your life on track. How can I do that? I only have two questions for you. Number one, let me see your checkbook. Number two, let me see your calendar. It's simple, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be more consistent, if you want to break free, you want to break through, it's going to start with your checkbook and your calendar. I can tell what you're consistent about by where you spend your money and how you spend your time. Where you spend your money and how you spend your time. See, ladies and gentlemen, if you spend your time listening to www.mindshifttalkradio, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you will experience a great victory in your life because you'll be pouring information from Mindshift Talk Radio that will help you propel yourself to the next level. If I could see on your calendar that every Monday night you're here and you're at other places during the week that helps you renew and change your mind, then I could say, you know what? You're on a consistent path that's going to produce the results you desire in your life. And then I look at how you invest in yourself. A great financial analyst said if you don't have $100,000 to invest, then that means you must be investing in you all the time. By investing in you, by investing in your mind, that six-inch arena where battles are fought, it's going to change your life. It's going to turn you around. So I'm going to take a quick pause before I give you the second half, because I want to find out if there are any questions from my Mind Shift team before I give you the second part of how you break through, how do you break free, and get to the next level. So Mind Shift team, Stacy, Isle, or Billy, any questions to this point?
Well.
We won't all speak at one time. I thought Billy was going to beat me to the punch. He always does, so that's why I was like, okay, well, let me wait a minute because Billy always beats me. But no, no. You know, for me at this first point, I am really looking to the next point to hear how we do that. But I know, like, for this first part, you talked about the consistency piece. And I thought that was great that you talked about how I think it's important for us to understand that when it comes to consistency, many people think that we have to be consistent, that we can only be consistent at good behaviors. But it's rare that we look at it from a different perspective and say, well, actually, we're still being consistent even with negative behaviors. So I thought that was great that you pointed that out, because now we can really take a step back and say, okay, well, what is it that I'm doing that's not producing the results that I want? And I like that you brought that up, but I really am looking forward to the next part, because I want to know, for those individuals that sit there and take this first step, they identify areas in their life where they're not being consistent. It's one thing to identify that, but then how do you change that behavior? So that's what I'm looking for in the next part.
Excellent, and I'm glad you mentioned that. George Bernard Shaw said it best. He said a life spent making mistakes is more honorable than a life spent doing nothing. So how do we do this? Even if you made mistakes in your past, how do you continue to move forward with a life of consistency? Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. You first decide to be more consistent. Put some things in place by monitoring your calendar, keeping a journal, getting an accountability partner will help you begin to be more consistent. But now to move forward, here's the mentality that I need you to adopt. Here's what mentality I need you to adopt. And I want you to write this quote down by Gerner. He said, once one is committed, then God moves. Once one is committed, then God moves. So until you make a decision to develop this lifestyle of being more consistent, until you make that decision, nothing's going to happen. But once you begin to make the steps forward, I'm telling you, ideas, goals will come to you in your dreams. They may even come to you while you're driving down the highway and you see a billboard. Bam, the answer will hit you. You don't know how it's going to happen, but you're going to have to be consistent. Now, inside this thing of consistency, when you begin to peel the layers back, here's what you're going to have to do, ladies and gentlemen. Develop a mindset of a culture of practice. A culture of practice is absolutely key. To develop a culture of practice, because you are only going to work as hard as you believe. You are only going to work as hard as you believe. So what you do to raise your belief level in life is by continuing to practice. If you look at high-performing athletes, when they are struggling, whether it's baseball, whether it's basketball, football, golf, one of the first things they do with a high-performing athlete is they make them practice. When they're struggling with a free throw, you don't show them a bunch of PowerPoint slides and talk them to death. You get them on that line and you help them with their shot. When it's a baseball player, you put them in the batting cage and you help them swing. See, that's going to be the difference between being average and extraordinary. I was watching the basketball playoffs, and here's what I noticed after the game. After the game, whether they win or lose, the extraordinary athletes, the extraordinary basketball players, people like Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, here's what they do. They go practice their jump shot. They go practice their free throws. They practice layups. They practice passing. They practice all the fundamentals, whether they win or lose. The rest of the team, they go to ice their legs. They go to sit down. They go to make the clubs after the game because they want to go hang out with all the stars. It's a significant difference if you look at the pay that they receive. So here's a tip for you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's say that the Los Angeles Lakers were to go out of business today. I know it won't happen, but let's say, for example, they were to go out of business. Do you believe somebody like a Kobe Bryant, their star basketball player, if you don't know about sports, he's a star basketball player, do you think that another team would pick up their star basketball player, Kobe Bryant, because he played for the Lakers or he performed for the Lakers? That's right, because he performed, not just played. A lot of people are going to play that's going to be out of a job. But when you perform, now how do you perform? How do you increase your skill level? How do you constantly live a life of bettering your best? You better your best through practice. Now, here's something I want to dispel. It's a myth. Practice makes perfect. It does not. Practice does not make perfect. You've been practicing your whole life and you're not perfect. I look at the professional athletes, practice all the time. They're still not perfect in their craft, but here's what we do know. Practice makes improvement. You always can better your best. Be willing to live a life, like George Bernard Shaw said, be willing to live a life making mistakes is more honorable than a life spent doing nothing. See, some people will be willing to stand on the sidelines and continue to get the scraps from life, while the other people are willing to be hungry to go get it. Some people are going to be willing to be hungry enough to go out there and make a decision that, hey, I want my dreams and goals, so I'm going to stick to this thing like a pit bull, exercise pit bull faith and lock on to this thing until I obtain it. And it takes a culture of practice. Being willing to practice, practice does make for improvement. And here's another thing, practice can make permanent. Practice can make certain things you do permanent. Creating a lifestyle of just practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing. If you create a permanent lifestyle like that, you will always better your best. You will always separate yourself from the crowd. And if you add to that a life of being consistent at practicing, you will bust loose because it's a force. It cannot contain a man. Fear cannot contain a man that won't quit. Fear cannot contain a man that does not know how to quit. If you surround yourself with people that have this uncommon mindset of, I just don't know how to quit. I mean, if I knew, I probably would, but I just don't know how to quit because the frustration of me doing something that I hate just would tear me to pieces. If I was forced to do something that I would hate to do in life, I would just fall to pieces. The frustration, the dream on the inside of me would not leave me alone. It would keep me up late at night. You're not frustrated by your job. You're frustrated by a dream that wants to be free. It's like the movie Amistad. Your dream is on the inside of you saying, I want free. I want free. And you're going to have to let that dream free. And the only way to let that dream free is making a decision tonight to be more consistent, making a decision tonight to practice, and practice, and not try. Not try. In the movie Star Wars, Yoda said it best. He said, do or do not. There is no try. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no try. You're either going to make a decision tonight to say, you know what? I'm going to go for this thing and I'm not going to quit. I don't care how many times I got to play back and listen to the MindShift.com talk, MindShiftTalkRadio.com, all the radio shows they have in their archives. If that's all I got, if that's all I have, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's free. I will download them on my iPod. I will put them on my cell phone and just play them over and over and over and over and over. And when I'm sick and tired, listen to it. I'll play it over and over and over. Why? Because my mindset is, if these are have-done people they're putting before me and I want to develop a life of consistency and continue to practice, I want what they have, and I will listen to it until I get the breakthrough. So develop a lifestyle of practice and be willing to make mistakes. Be willing to make mistakes. Most people, like I was just at a speaking engagement the other day, and the guy said, Chris, you know what? That sounds great. Practicing is great, but practicing will only work if it's done right. That was like a cuss word to me. What do you mean if it was done right? See, you got to have this mindset to be willing to do it wrong if you got to until you learn how to do it until you can get it right. That's what you're going to have to do because you know what? That's like the mentality of most people. The only way that they get to the top in life is when you start out big in a grade. And from there, it's all downhill. If you don't know what to do, it's better to make mistakes until you get it right, until you meet the right people. If just like learning how to do social media. If you continue to do it until you come across a Dr. Isle, until you come across a Billy Miller, until you come across a Stacey Emery, you want a radio show, you get up there and you start your radio show tonight, and then you keep listening to these shows to learn how to do it. Be willing to make the mistakes. Forget about a mistake-free life. It's not going to happen. The door's not going to be open. Pandora's box will not be open to you until you make this decision to say, you know what? I'm going to do this thing. I'm not going to give up and cave in and quit on my dream. I'm going to bust through consistency. And write this thing down, ladies and gentlemen. The two most powerful times in your life is the day you were born and the day you realize why you were born. Once you realize why you were born, something is going to happen on the inside of you that you will not experience peace in your life until you manifest it. Something's going to happen. You're not going to experience peace in your job, your relationship. Right now, you may experience life right now where you feel like everything around you is shaking and falling apart. You just feel like everything is shaking. It's trembling. Life is shaking all around you, and you don't know why. So you turn to God only to realize that it's God doing the shaking. You have a mission. And when you realize that mission, it won't leave you alone until you do it. And developing a lifestyle of consistency and practicing will help you become the best you can ever be. Now, I want to talk to you, so I want you to send me an email tonight. If you need help getting started, here's my offer to you. Send me an email at chris@chrisgloss.com, and I will do a free session with you, a 15 to a 30-minute session. It won't take long, just to help set you on the right course of developing this lifestyle of consistency and developing a culture of practice in your life. All you got to do is send me an email, and I will respond to you within 24 hours, and we'll set a time where we can communicate. I want you to have breakthrough. And if you listen to these Mind Shift Talk radio shows, let me tell you, you will have breakthrough. Make your first commitment to set in your calendar to be here every Monday night on time so that you don't miss a thing. And if you do that, you can experience great breakthroughs. So either go to chris@chrisgloss.com or chrisgloss.com and fill out an inquiry form there and let me know you want some help. So with that, team, I pass it back over to you. I pass it back over to you, Stacy, Isle, and Billy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, woo! Sir. You answered one of the questions I had, so let me jab you with another one. You know, when average people, you know, they're in a box, and you know when you're in a box, you only have limited access to what's inside of the box. But it's not until you step outside of the box that you have that, you know, that unlimited access. And I believe that dreams are too far to reach without stretching. So I guess my question is. For people that they'll be aware, isn't there a period or a time where at some point a person is going to have to step out in faith in order to accomplish their dream or their victory to get out of that average mindset?
Absolutely. And, Billy, let me tell you, you a bad mamma jamma. Boy, you say some things just roll off your tongue. I'm like, dude. I'll probably listen to the recording of this show just to get back to your question. You're one powerful dude, man. I love when you speak, my brother. I can listen to you all night. But absolutely, there comes a point in time when you doggone it just got to step out on faith, right? And you know what? Faith goes against all the reasons and rationalizations of this world. Faith sometimes, when you got to step out on faith because it's not going to look right, it's not going to feel right. It's going to be a little different. You're not going to see the end of it coming together. It's going to look all crazy sometimes, and you're going to have to step out on faith. I love what Les Brown says, leap and the net will appear. You know what? You're going to have to learn how just to fall back in the hands of God. You're going to have to learn to say, you know what? Because most of us really have yet to really trust God in this process. We always say, oh, I trust God. Oh, I know he won't let me fall, but we won't do nothing. But let me tell you, when you become an entrepreneur, and I know Dr. Io can relate to this, you eat what you kill. If you don't go out there and you don't hunt, you're not going to eat, and your family not going to eat. It's going to be a lot of thin people in your household. So you're going to have to learn how to step out on faith. It comes a point in time where that's all you have. That's all you have is your faith. I was listening to some entrepreneurs this week share with me, like, Chris, you know, it was just faith. I didn't have payroll. I didn't have payroll to even pay my employees. I just had to believe. Mm-hmm. Believe. It was the day before payroll, before the employees had to be paid. And if they didn't get paid, they were going to walk off the job. That wasn't the time for him to quit and close down the company. He prayed. and the insight he received, and this is when most people give up. They say, well, I haven't heard anything. No, the insight he received was to make phone calls to all of his customers. He spent the whole night calling all of his customers, making deals with them to pay right now so that he could make sure his employees were paid. That took a leap of faith, just to call your customers. Most people say, you got to be crazy, just close the door. No, because those paychecks represented taking care of family. And sometimes it's just stepping out there in faith and doing the ridiculous to get the miraculous. Sometimes you got to do the ridiculous to get the miraculous, but you got to be willing to put yourself out there. Be willing to put yourself out there to get that. Did that answer your question, Billy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Chris, I'm over here, and I'm just like, all I can, I feel like I'm in church. Okay? Okay. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you shared so many nuggets, Chris. And, you know, for me, it's like a lot of the time we want to hear, what's the secret? Give us the secret. What's the secret to success? And that's the secret. You know, you're sharing the secret, consistency, taking action. You know, that's the things that we don't want to hear that stuff. We do not want to hear that. So I'm like, you coming out here and being transparent and letting people know what it really takes. And I hope people are listening, and not just listening, but going to take action to the things that we are talking about tonight, that Chris is sharing with us tonight. Okay, I know it's a lot, but one thing. Once one is committed, then God moves. You have to learn to lean back and fall in the hands of God. Oh, my goodness. Somebody stand this man. This man is on fire. Okay, guys, mindshifttalkradio.com. We do this every Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share this with somebody that you care about. Don't keep it to yourself. If y'all have faces,
Are you okay?
I'm all right.
Hold it together, girl. Just hold on. We got 15 more minutes. Just hold on. But, you know, there's one thing I do want to discuss, Chris, and I like that Billy even asked you about the faith piece because, you know, you've been very clear tonight about how important it is for us to be consistent, but most importantly, to take action. Now, unfortunately, many people will hear that message, but many people will stop in their tracks because of fear. And we've talked about it before, and it's made me think of something you said before when you were on the show before. You talked about how important it is that, you know, eventually we start to change when we become angry. And we've had other speakers on the show share a similar message about being angry to the point where you're finally ready for change because you're so angry with your situation. And I know Zora Neale Hurston, she once said that, you know, you have to grab the broom of anger and drive off that beast of fear. Because fear is healthy, you know. For many people, they're like, okay, well, I'm afraid, I can't move. But we have to understand that fear is actually healthy in terms of we can use it as a gauge. You know, if you're working, you're constantly working towards your goal, and there isn't any fear that comes up, then usually there's something wrong. You know, and I know we've had a discussion about this where I would say, you know, sometimes I get really nervous. And, you know, I'm being reminded that, okay, well, if you're not being nervous, then maybe you're not doing what you should be doing. But I'm really curious to know from you being the possibilitarian and very clear on this, I'd like for you to share with us, for those individuals that hear this call to action tonight, you know, they're being afraid to move because of that fear, not really sure how to overcome that fear, or if they should do anything to confront that fear, how do they get past that? How do they get beyond that to be able to put these steps into action?
Well, great question, Stacey, and I love the way you keep it real. I do love the way you keep it real. There's a guy by the name of LaRon Carter, who I remember reading a blog post from him. He said, it's better to embrace an outcome rather than spin the story. God can work with that. When you fear, you don't have to run from fear. It's a feeling. It's something that you're experiencing. You can embrace that moment and recognize, you know what? I'm feeling this. I feel afraid. Okay, that's cool. You can work with that. See, most people want to say, well, fear is just false evidence appearing real. Rah, rah, rah. Okay, what does that do for you? What does that do for you, really, when you're confronted with making a tough decision. And when fear to you really means at that time, F-E-A-R, forget everything and run. Let me tell you, a lot of people, that's the difference between how-to people and have-done people. How-to people will tell you fear is false evidence appearing real and give you this rah-rah thing about fear. But when you're in that moment and you're not trying to spin that story and you got to embrace the outcome, you are where you are right now based on your best decisions. You have to own where you are, and it's going to seem fearful. You're going to be afraid. You're going to feel that. Embrace the moment. What you resist will persist. If you try to resist that moment, that fear, all it's going to do is continue to persist. Or you can stand there with all the faith that you have in you, and it may not be a lot of faith, and say, you know what? I'm here, but I'm not going to stay here. I'm here, but my condition is not my conclusion. Like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, that the end of life is this. It's not a period at the end of a sentence. It's a comma to more loftier terms. Recognize that where you are right now, if you could not deal with it, you would not be there. So the mere fact that you're still here and you're alive and you feel the fear, there's a great book, Billy and I put it in the chat room last week, feel the fear and do it anyway. You can use fear as building blocks. You can use fear as stepping stones to get to the next level. You could feel the fear and perform at a high level. My first time speaking to an audience of 5,000 people, I was shaking in my boots. I was sweating. I could feel the sweat rolling down my back. I just knew everything I had in me. I was well prepared to speak to them. It left my mind right before going to the podium to speak to these people. Fear gripped me, but I felt the fear, and I did it anyway. I turned the fear into fuel. I turned that fear into fuel, and I let it empower me, because what I did was I just rested that, you know what, I'm here, and I can handle it, and I could do it. Was I scared? Did I feel the fear? Yes, but I had to perform anyway. I had to do it anyway. See, most people, when you think about this thing, fear, I want you to remember this story one of my mentors told. There was this kid that would go home every day on the school bus, and as soon as he got off that school bus, this pit bull would chase him, chase him. So he had to run home every day. He had to take off running from the time he got off the bus because that dog was right there to chase him on home. One day he got off the bus, he was sick and tired. He said, you know what, I'm not running no more. I'm tired of running. I got holes in my shoes. It's raining outside. Dog running. I ain't running no more from this dog. That dog came after him. Rah, rah, rah. He turned around, looked at the dog, rah, 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 back at him, and started running towards the dog. The dog opened up his mouth wide and realized the dog had no teeth. He was running from a baseless fear. The dog had no teeth, running from baseless fear. Les Brown tells the story that one day fear came knocking at the door of life. Fear came knocking at my door several times, trying to start my own business. Fear came knocking at the door. Sometimes it's your relationship. Fear comes knocking at your door. It's going to end. You crazy? You don't think this going to be possible for you to enjoy a relationship or you to enjoy prosperity? The fear is knocking at your door. But what happens one day when you stand there, when you feel that fear and do it anyway? Fear will knock at your door. Faith will open the door, and no one will be there. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Did that answer your question, Champion Stacy?
Yeah. Definitely.
Hey. Awesome. You know, it was Jonathan Winters who was the one who said, if your ship doesn't come in, swim out to meet it. And, you know, I believe that when people are facing challenges, they have to ask themselves, what would the average person do in this situation? And whatever the answer they get, they need to go above that.
I love that.
And, you know, John Maxwell, he said that, he quoted once, he says, mediocrity is a personal choice. So is average and living above average all boils down to a matter of choice?
Absolutely. You know what? And, Billy, in my opinion, it is. You know what the real difference between average and above average? It's usually just a little bit more. If you're in the world of sales, it's making that extra phone call. If you're in multi-level marketing, it's making that extra phone call. It's taking that extra step to develop and build relationships. If you're in a relationship that's going south, it's just that extra effort of decreasing so that God can increase in that situation. Develop some space in there. Because you can't handle it, you can't deal with it, but you don't have to run from it. The only difference between average and above average or average and extraordinary is just the little bit more. It's after the basketball game going to shoot free throws, after the baseball game getting back in the cave, after a speaking event. For me, it's coming home, getting some critique from people that I trust and love and admire and respect, and then staying up that night, going over my notes, and even getting in front of the mirror again and giving my whole speech again. Like even tonight, after we're finished and after I get some great critiques from my champion people in my life, I'm going to get there in front of that mirror and I'm going to go through this again. Why? Because I developed a culture of practice that says, okay, Chris, if you do that, you will always be above average. You will always be above average. I'm not talking about being above other people, because I'm not in competition with other speakers. I'm in competition with being the best Chris Gloss that I can be for God to use in this earth to impact lives in a positive way, to make a difference, to be a difference maker, to be a good finder in this earth. I'm not in competition with other speakers. I'm in competition with being the best me possible to be used to impact lives. And if I want to impact lives, I got to get better every day. And I love it because I love the practice. And it's developing that culture of practice that separates me, not from other people, that separates me from the standard that I see where I'm going. There's a vision that I see. There's a vision I see for myself. And I'm measured by that vision for me. I believe I posted a quote. I hope I can get it right. John Maxwell said a vision, he talked about a vision without passion. I'm just going to have to ad-lib the rest. He said, vision without passion is pretty much just insane. It's nothing. It's nothing. Vision without passion. If you don't have a passion to improve, a passion to become your best, to be that vision that you see, if you're not passionate about that, it's nothing. It's nothing. You can't impact lives. You'll be the type of person that would be a great communicator that never connects with anybody. You can make a great speech, but you don't make a connection where a life has changed. And that's not who I want to be. So for me, Billy, the difference between average and above average or average and extraordinary is just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Being willing to go forward when others quit. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's good, brother.
Yeah. You know, I said this at the beginning of the show when I introduced you, Chris, that you're so passionate, and I'm sure that everyone listening to the show will agree with that. I mean, high energy every time you're here, and it's not just here at Mindshift Talk Radio, but it's in everything that you do. It's everywhere that you go, people feel your energy. It's so powerful. And for those individuals that are listening tonight, maybe they're new to Chris Gloss. They weren't really aware of who the Possibilitarian was before. Maybe they've been under a rock all this time. But for those individuals that are listening right now and they're wondering, how does he stay so excited? Because you've been very transparent. You've shared your story with us. We know the beginning of Chris Gloss. But for those individuals that ask, how do I keep that energy? How do I maintain that focus? What would you say to those individuals?
Well, there's a great quote by George Bernard Shaw, once again, that stays in my mind. This is how I stay fired up. This is what helps me in the tough times when I can't see a way out, Stacey. When I don't know how things are going to happen, when I don't know what I don't know, Billy, this is what helps me, Dr. Isle. George Bernard Shaw said that people are always blaming their circumstances for what they are. I don't believe in circumstances. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want, and if they can't find them, they make them. That inspires me because I don't have to settle for the hand that was dealt. You see, even in poker, when you're dealt a hand, you can turn that hand back in. You don't have to keep that hand. You could renew your mind, change your stinking thinking, evict the negative people out of your life, bring in some people in your life that can make an absolute difference. And if you don't like your circumstances, go out there and get the ones you daggone wanted. You got to be hungry enough to get up and do it. You got to be hungry enough. And that inspires me. That lives in me. That lives in me. That lives in me just as much as Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, when he said, become a possibilitarian, that no matter how dark things are or appear to be, raise your sights to see the possibilities. Always see them, for they're always there. When I look up, I not only see that my help is coming, but when I look up, I see infinite possibility. I know without a shadow of a doubt that with God, all things are possible, and with men, things are impossible. So it just determines who I start my day with. If I start my day with God, unlimited possibilities are available to me. But if I start my day with men, impossibilities are available. So how do I stay fired up? I just try to stay centered and grounded as much as possible with the help of people in my life. It's not a Chris Gloss show. It's the people in my life that makes the difference. I have some people that stay in my ear, just like you, Stacy, stay in my ear on my health and exercise and eating habits. I can't help but to look at Billy's post to say, I got to do more. I got to line up. I could better my best. And Dr. Isle, with all the healthy habits, nutrition, I have no choice. And plus the other people in my life that help inspire me to keep moving. So it's my faith, it's my focus, and it's my friends. 3 F's. Faith, focus, and friends that keeps me fired up.
Faith, focus, and friends. I have to write that one down. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from Chris Gloss, possibilitarian, on Mindshift Talk Radio, sharing his message about living above average and busting loose from mediocrity. Again, it was an honor to have you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Chris. If you could, please just tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and take advantage of that offer that you have.
Right. Go to chrisgloss.com, chrisgloss.com, or email me at chris@chrisgloss.com, C-H-R-I-S-G-L-O-S-S. So email me at chris@chrisgloss.com, and I will be happy to spend 15 to 30 minutes with you. If you go ahead and buy the book tonight, when things go wrong, don't go with them from my website, I will commit to you 45-minute coaching session. If you purchase the book tonight, I will commit to a 45-minute coaching session with you. And that's, you're talking a $15 book for over $200 opportunity for coaching tonight. If you already have the book, buy another one for a friend or gift the coaching session to a friend. So chris@chrisgloss.com or www.chrisgloss.com or mindshifttalkradio.com and get the link.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we definitely encourage you. We have read this book. We have taken notes in this book. We have highlighted in this book. And we'll have to get another book to get another coaching session. So I definitely encourage you all to go to chrisgloss.com. Again, for more information on this show, if you have not become a fan yet or follow this show yet, we definitely encourage you to do that. You can find us online at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. You can also find us at mindshifttalkradio.com. Click the follow link. That way you're always receiving an email finding our upcoming guests and any new topics that we're going to be discussing on Mindshift Talk Radio. We're out there everywhere on the net. You can even find us on Twitter. So make sure that you're in touch with us. Make sure you're sharing your thoughts. We'd love to hear your comments, any questions you may have. And truly, we encourage you to be here week after week to hear these messages, take these notes, to implement these actions and these tips and these steps that you're hearing in your life. You're hearing things on this show that you can implement immediately. We're not saying you have to do everything overnight. It's just one step at a time. You just start with one action item on that list, and you determine that this is the day that you're going to take the first step. This is the day that you're going to walk on faith. This is the day that you're going to unleash your greatness. Make that commitment, and you make sure that you make the commitment to be here with us next week, next Monday, same time, same place, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to have another awesome guest here, another dynamic message for you, a new month. So make sure you join us for Mind Shift Talk Radio. So that is it. You guys have a blessed week. Stay encouraged, and we wish you much success. We'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.